The Jefferson County Commission voted 3-2 to discontinue inpatient services at Cooper Green Mercy Hospital. A majority of commissioners have said the county's general fund has subsidized the hospital $10 million a year for the past 3 years and can no longer afford to fund the hospital. Joining me in the studio to talk about this and other issues is columnist John Archibald. He talks local politics with us most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Michael.
So, John, you wrote in your column, for those who use Cooper Green Mercy Hospital, well, they deserve more than Jefferson County has to give. Explain what you mean.
Well, I mean, we sit in the cradle of healthcare in the South, basically. We have hospitals where people beat a path to those hospitals every day, And part of the problem at Cooper Green is not just the fact that it's costing too much money and it has been badly administered, which it has. It is that, it is debatable whether you can get the same quality health care there when it comes to serious injuries as you can in some other places. And so my point was, Cooper Green really is a symbol of helping the poor and the indigent. We need to also, make sure that the poor and the indigent are getting the care they need.
2 weeks ago, hospital supporters shut down the commission meeting when the majority tried to close the inpatient unit. So Tuesday after the vote, the commission recessed and went into a closed-door meeting. This process doesn't exactly cry out transparency. Why are they acting this way?
Well, that is a really good question. I think that really what they did when they went in that executive session was to get an audit that had been done on the discretionary fund at Cooper Green Hospital. So it was in some way related to that, although there was a real element of hiding out from the protesters in that crowd. Of course, there's so much dissension on the commission itself right now that you can't imagine that meeting was a whole lot more fun.
Right. But, would it not make sense for the commission to have a dialogue with all the stakeholders and map out and publicly release a plan for closing inpatient services?
Absolutely. That is the one thing that is really missing is the absence of a plan. They have anywhere from 30 to 50 patients in the hospital at any given time. They don't know what they're going to do with them. They're not sure exactly how they're going to be able to transfer the emergency room to urgent care center. And the cost of doing that has been estimated as much as $50 million. And yet we're moving forward pretty quickly with no real idea where we're going.
So do you think there will be any political fallout from this?
Yes. While it is clear that Cooper Green has been badly run from a financial perspective, particularly, we cannot underestimate the symbolic value of that hospital and what it means to the poor in this town.
Okay. Regarding the Birmingham Board of Education, which is under state control, what was supposed to be a mundane work session ended on a rather explosive note when State Superintendent Tommy Bice adjourned the meeting. He said he felt threatened by a board member. Your paper reports that Emmanuel Ford told Bice that fighting between the local board and state officials since April was, quote, just round one. Ford says he called it, quote, phase one, whether it's a round or a phase. This seems kind of nitpicky. Do you think everyone just got a little bit overexcited here?
Well, I think it was a statement by Bice that he was not going to tolerate, whether it's a threat or not is questionable. Anyone who knows Manuel Ford knows that he speaks in a colorful sort of language. It's not really that different from things he said in the past. He chooses his words carefully. But it was a statement by Bice that says, we're not going to tolerate that. Interestingly enough, he walked out and canceled an executive session that they were planning to have, which they have to get a court order to hold. Bice wins round whatever that was.
Okay. So, is this behavior indicative of kind of what we've seen in the past, the behavior by Ford, or is it kind of represent something different?
Well, after Bice had taken over and held the first meetings, it appeared once that board was actually going to try to get along. We moved forward, we got around the division, and we headed for what appeared to be a change. So this is really a swing back toward that initial hostility that the board had when Bice first came on board. So it's definitely a step back.
Okay, switching gears. Arthur Davis, the former four-term Democratic congressman from Birmingham, now lives in Virginia, is now a Republican, although be it for only 3 months. But he addressed the Republican National Convention Wednesday night, saying Democrats were hoodwinked and starstruck by President Obama. So is Davis being politically expedient? Is this what he really believes, or does the real truth kind of lie somewhere in the middle?
I do think the truth lies in the middle. I think that Archer Davis, number one, he's always been an opportunist as a politician. But he also was stung deeply by what happened when he ran for governor in Alabama. He was disappointed. He feels like the politics of race came back to bite him. He feels like, you know, there's a better way. And while he may be an opportunist, he's also a brilliant guy and a great writer and speaker and a deep thinker. And so I think that there's some, I do think there's some truth to what he says he believes.
John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News and online at AL.com on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And he and John appears here on Morning Edition each Thursday. John, thanks for joining us.